This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Here we go, y'all. Episode 2. Your soul is a disco ball. Welcome back if you are returning from episode 1, and welcome here if you're just tuning in. I am so excited to explore this topic with you today because it's something that has been swirling around in my soul for almost a decade now. When I first heard it, it was 2017. I was sitting at a mediumship conference and listening to Suzanne Geisman talk about her spiritual journey from being a retired Navy commander into spirituality and mediumship and channeling. And she described the soul as a disco ball, and it resonated in such a way that everything just clicked into place and made sense. And I finally felt like, oh yeah, this is it. This is what I needed to visualize. I'm a very visual person, and it really started to make sense to me that, of course, we're not just one thing. Of course, we're not just one person in one aspect of time experiencing one thing in this one life. We are infinite. We are multifaceted, multi-hyphenated, multi-talented, multi-passionate, multi-everything, right? And when I started really diving into this and what it meant for me, I started realizing that the whole disco ball is needed. Your entire soul is necessary to be able to put on a banging party. And you know, when the disco ball is up in the club or wherever you may be, light is refracting off of it from everywhere, and it is creating an ambiance that is beautiful and energetic and luminous, and you feel like you're in this liminal space when there's a disco ball in the room shining these little mirrors of lights all around you. I actually have a disco ball hanging outside of my living room at home that catches the light in the morning and the evening and sprays these beautiful beams of light all over the house, which is also happening to be where all of the plants live, and I think they love it. I think they're feeling the vibe. But so this disco ball is complete. Every facet is intact. And if it isn't intact, then we need to fix it and we need to figure out why it's broken or why it's a little dusty, musty, crusty. And you can think about this as a bunch of solar panels in a field, and if they become dusty, like let's say there's a dust storm or something, a big storm that comes through and covers these solar panels in a thick layer of dirt, they're not going to be able to absorb the sun and create power and on and on and on. So by dusting off your disco ball, by replacing any cracked mirrors, any fractures, any holes, you are truly giving yourself this love that you need, but also you're seeing yourself as the whole. You're not limiting yourself to what you are now, what you were last year, what people expect you to be, what you maybe don't even know that you're becoming. You're allowing yourself to see all of the facets of your multifaceted soul. These are past lives. These are future lives. These are things happening all at the same time. And in the quantum, time doesn't exist. We are always everywhere, all at once. And this is playful to think about your soul as a disco ball, but it's also profound. And this is how we mirror science with spirituality, because when you see yourself as this disco ball, you realize that what you see in the quantum is that you can have light shining everywhere all at once, from this side of the disco ball, from the other. And all of these different facets are different aspects of you, different aspects of your past lives, different things that make up your character and your desires and your ideas and things that you want to become and things that you previously have been. And a disco ball reflects light. So rather than it being like the sun and the soul that has its own inherent light that it sends out into the universe, this disco ball rather reflects what we are already working with. So your soul is shining onto the disco ball so that it can refract this light, create a banging party, and make everyone around you have a good time, or at least see the brilliantness of your soul. And so with your soul as a disco ball, this includes everything. Every past pain, every shadow, everything that you're hiding from. There is no hiding with the disco ball. Each mirrored tile is a facet of your soul and your experiences and your gifts. So when you are not feeling like your most luminous self, what facets are not getting the light from your soul? What parts of you are not refracting off of this disco ball into the surrounding room? What are you hiding? What parts of you are maybe broken or dim or just not feeling as vibrant as they can be? Some facets catch the spotlight, some stay in shadow, but the whole ball is still complete and the entire thing is necessary. Now, we're going to talk a lot about shadow work on Love, Light, and Black Holes because that's the crux of everything, but this is shadow that sparkles. This is shadow work that helps you become more brilliant. And while there are going to be aspects of you that are always going to be in the shadow because this is an entire half of us and there's just no escaping that, the shadow is inherently love. And we talked about this in episode one, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper into it today, that your self-love is necessary for you to even think about doing shadow work, because what you're going to find in the shadow is just requesting and requiring love. This is you wanting you. This is how you get to a place of so much acceptance that you see your shadow as something that is part of you, that is necessary, that is another beat in your heart. You are the medicine. No one is coming to save you. No one is coming to fix you, and you don't need fixing. You need to remember that you are what you've been waiting for, and you are the only person that can give you what you seek. So create what you seek for yourself. Give yourself that gift of love, of seeing yourself and saying, yes, that is a dope ass disco ball. I want to be at that party. I love getting to be me. It is such a gift to be able to be yourself in this life, in this body, with these experiences. So own it and give yourself the love that you're seeking from others, and show yourself and your shadow that it's not scary. It really is part of you that wants to shine, that wants to be let out into the light, or it wants to be accepted for exactly what it is, and it doesn't want to be changed or rearranged or judged or made to be anything different than what it is. It wants to be accepted. Your whole disco ball is necessary for your full expression of your soul to shine in this life. And the life of your soul is infinite. Souls have no age because they just always were. I was listening to this really cool podcast called Acid for Squares, and Daryl Anka, who channels Bashar, was being interviewed. And he was saying that the soul doesn't enter the body. It does not enter this physical 3D dense form. The body enters the soul. And I'm still trying to figure this one out. And maybe it's not supposed to be figured out. It's just supposed to be. But we aren't forced into reincarnating back on Earth. A lot of people are like, oh man, I am opting out. You see memes on Instagram all the time. Like, I am opting out of my next incarnation on Earth. Like, no, thank you. I'm done. This realm is hard. Like, yes, it is hard. It's meant to be hard. This is one of the densest places that a soul can incarnate, according to Dale Anka, who channels Bashar, who is an alien or a light being who is infinite or part of the galactic order. I'm not exactly sure, but I am sure that what he is saying is repeated through mediums, through psychic intuitives, through people who have a connection to the other side, they're all coming back with this same message. We come to Earth as infinite, brilliant, and capable souls to come to school, in a sense. This is where we come to learn and to grow and to be stretched and to be challenged and to be broken and be repaired again and to spend our entire lives, every step, every heartbeat, remembering what we forgot instantly when we incarnated into this physical realm. And Daryl said, and I quote, "Your soul has to be super powerful to come to Earth, which is so dense and will experience such limitations and darkness. You have to rely on the fact that your soul is very powerful and indestructible and eternal to even take a shot at being on Earth, to be of assistance and to the transformations going on here." And so when you think about this, with your soul being this infinite, all capable being out there in the ether, in the in-between, in different dimensions that we can't even comprehend in this body, on this earth, you begin to realize that it is such a privilege to be here because, A, well, you chose it. You chose to be here. You chose the soul contract. You wrote a soul contract when you came into this body, what challenges you were going to have, what parents you were going to have, what body and what those that body's physical challenges would be. You decided all of this. And then, of course, there's amnesia. You forget. You come into this little squishy, icky body as a baby, and you have to figure it all out, and you have to spend an entire lifetime remembering. But all souls are the same age. You hear a lot about, oh, you're an old soul and you have this wisdom about you. Like, yes, but that just means that you have incarnated on planet Earth in this dimension maybe a few more times than other people have, than other souls have. And there are young souls that have not been on this dimension as much and maybe have a more difficult time or maybe have a more naive time and they're just, you know, bouncing around, enjoying all of the sex and love and money and ice cream and things that we get here on this plane. But all souls are eternal. All souls are infinite. I imagine souls being born at the same time as the Big Bang, just being blasted out into space together, congregating in certain realms and certain soul families, deciding to incarnate on different planes at different times and sometimes with each other and having these experiences that aren't just human. I believe that souls incarnate into all kinds of different forms and different planets and different realms. And this is a fun concept that I'm actually playing with in the book that I'm writing, which is fiction, and so fun to use my creativity in this way. But when we talk about an old soul and a young soul, it's just the time that you have spent in this particular realm, in this earth. And you are the one that can unlock all of these things that your soul carries with you. But the mind gets in the way. Just because the head comes out of the body first in birth, ideally, it thinks that it's in charge. It thinks that it knows everything. It has all the answers. It's the one to lead. It's the one to follow. It's the one to take control. But really, that's not how we as humans operate. The soul, imagine you're on a road trip, right? The soul is the GPS. The soul is sitting in the passenger seat, holding the map, knowing where to go. The heart is driving, making the decisions here on this physical plane. The soul can't actually do that because we are in physical forms in this body. So the heart is the translator of the soul. So the heart is at the wheel, turning left, turning right, deciding if we're going to follow these directions, if we're going to maybe go off course. The heart wants what it wants, right? So we go where the heart wants to go. The brain is in the back, headphones on, munching popcorn, getting crumbs everywhere, pointing at cows outside of the window, asking, are we there yet? Saying, I want to pull over and see the world's biggest ball of yarn, complaining, making a ruckus. This is the hierarchy of the soul, the body, heart, and the mind. And when you allow yourself to realize that your mind, your brain, yes, while it's incredibly powerful and we'll maybe never even understand it in this lifetime, it is not in charge. It is taking direction, but it has such a strong ego. It has such a strong conviction to be the leader that we believe that it is. But the mind is taking information, is taking signals. It is taking everything from the body, from the heart, which is translating from the infinite, all-capable soul. And when we go back to the soul as a disco ball and the soul reflecting light onto this beautiful thing spinning around the room, we have to recognize when something is a little off, maybe a little broken, maybe a little funky, maybe a mirror fell off and broke on the floor, or maybe it's crumbling entirely. There is a moment in time, like quite a few moments, 2 years to be exact, but you know, with a little bookend on either end of that, where I felt like my disco ball was shattered. I was on my knees begging for life to just stop being such a shit show more often than I was rejoicing in the bliss of being alive. And things just kept happening, and I was confronted with more difficult things back to back than I think probably will ever happen again in my life. Like, yes, I'm going to go through hardships and challenges and things are going to happen. I'm only 39, right? There's a long life ahead, you know, the universe willing. But I have never experienced something like this before. And when I had an astrology reading with the incredible Colin Bedell of Queer Cosmos, check him out, please. He was telling me that, like, yeah, the years of 2022 to 2024, which I mentioned briefly in episode one, were a literal dumpster fire. It was fuck shit after fuck shit, and it broke me and stretched me and challenged me in ways that I couldn't even imagine. And I didn't feel very disco-y at all. I was not in disco ball mode. I was in hide under the covers, just avoid all of this shit and stay sad. I couldn't get myself up, and my physical body began to suffer. And that's a whole nother episode in itself, because everything is connected. But this is when I really started to worry that my light was always going to be dim, that it was always going to be this way, that I was never going to come back to myself, that I was so far away from home, my center, myself, me, my soul, my truth, my light, that I was never going to be quote unquote me again, that it was impossible to get back to being who I was before. And the truth is, there's no going back. And I don't have kids, but I'm sure every mother will tell you that there's no getting back to yourself, getting back to who you were before. There's only going forward, because you will never be that person again. You will never be a person who does not have a child again. And this is what I felt. I will never be someone who hasn't experienced these things again. And the person that I was before 2022 and the person that I was after, or am after 2024, is different. And what I have gained from 4 family deaths, watching my dad die, my husband's journey with sobriety, my mom in the hospital, my dog having 3 surgeries, my own surgery, moving states from Colorado to Arizona, just on and on and on. It was so many things. And I began to be on an island, isolated from everyone, but also isolated from myself. And I was talking about this to my therapist one time. I was saying, I am so far away from me, I don't even know how I got here. I have put up so many walls. I am in so much pain. I am emotionally distraught. I am physically bleeding out. My literal life force was coming out of my body in immense amounts, to the point where I was chronically anemic and dealing with the cascade effect that that creates, plus a dysregulated and frazzled nervous system, plus blown adrenals, plus gut dysbiosis, and more pathogens than my naturopathic doctor has ever seen at any one time, and levels that are astounding. And I just couldn't. I couldn't imagine being myself again. And this was my dark night. My soul was cloaked. My disco ball had fallen from the rafters. The club doors were closed and boarded up, but I was still somehow shining light. I still created. I created Way of the Witch, which is my seasonal virtual coven with Sage that literally saved me and has helped so many other people transform their lives through the lens of witchcraft and just personal empowerment and shadow work. And if I can do everything that I've done in the past 2 years with all of this going on, just you wait, because imagine what's going to happen when I don't have all of this, when my body is healed, when my plate is cleared emotionally, when everything around me is stable and safe again. I didn't even have safety in my own body, nonetheless in my environment. And so when there was nowhere to go that felt safe, everything crumbled. But now that my environment is proving to be stable and safe, now that my body is showing me what can happen when I care for her, when I realize that I am the medicine, and when I also take medicine and herbs and do so much to tend my body and my nervous system and quiet the mind and unclench my jaw and remove the tongue from the top of my mouth and unfurl my belly and just spend some time daydreaming and relaxing and truly being here, that's when my light starts to really come back online. Like, I was in dial-up, y'all. I was in dial-up. The signal was bad. I kept dropping out, and it just wasn't happening. But I've got this broadband satellite shit now. I am humming. I am vibrant. I am bursting with ideas and ability and the energy to actually put them out into the world, which is what you're listening to right now. But if I didn't have that dark night, if I didn't go to those depths of myself, if I didn't fear that my light would always be off and dim and that I would never be able again to tap into what I had known to be myself previously, which I'd experienced multiple times, the vibrancy of my full-blown light, I would not be able to shine in the way that I am now, because my dark is informing my light. Those times that I was brought to my knees, those times that I thought everything was just going to take me out, that this was the end, like this was it. I wasn't going to take myself out, but I was, going to be buried, and I was getting comfortable in the darkness by being buried and being small and being dim and just like hiding under a hot blankie all day and not brushing my teeth and not caring and, right? All of the things that you do when you are in that state. And that darkness has informed my light. That darkness has allowed me to see, like, yes, that exists. And I don't have to choose it every day. I don't have to live in that state. And once I started healing my body physically, and my gut dysbiosis is currently still happening, but starting to get better, my brain is functioning better. And I can have more clear thoughts. I can actually act and follow through on all of these ideas that I'm having. But what I'm trying to share with you is that these dark nights of the soul, these times when you are brought to your knees, these times when you think that it's going to be like this forever, this is it. I am settling in. I am accepting my fate. And this is it. Those are the times that are going to push you to grow more than the times that you spend basking in the light. And I don't know why, but it's the same as every business guru says about failing, right? You have to fail. You learn so much from your failures in business that you know exactly what not to do so you succeed so much more. If you don't take risks, you don't fail, you don't learn, you don't grow. And that's the same with spiritual work, with self-development, with self-healing, with mental health. All of this has to come from the polarity, from the contradiction, from two things that so drastically oppose each other, like magnets that are pushing each other away. They have to coexist. They do coexist. There's actually no option for them not to coexist, but we deny them. We deny that this dark part coexists with the light because it's uncomfortable, it's nasty, it's hard to look at, it's hard to be in, it's certainly not any fun, but it is where you learn and you grow the most, and it is what will inform the rest of your life and all of your decisions so that your soul can come back into luminous brilliance and shine, so that you can walk forward with this shiny soul, knowing that you've been through some shit and that that shit is now giving you the edge that you need to make that light go intergalactic, to blind people, to be the beacon for others to see that it is possible to go from that depth into the light, from the valley up to the mountaintop. And then you're going to do it all over again. You're going to go to another valley. You're going to find another mountaintop. And on the top of that mountain, you're going to see a higher peak that you're going to have to climb down and go up to. And this is the process of life. And it is always going to be an ebb and flow. And it is always going to be something that is going to challenge you and stretch you. Because honestly, let's be real. If you had everything good all the time and you just lived in the light and you had these beautiful experiences always, you wouldn't appreciate them because they would just be so. It would just be the way. And you wouldn't have this contradiction. You wouldn't have this comparison of, oh, damn, that was the shit and this is the shit. That now I understand. Now I get why people go into the light so much because they have been in this darkness. You don't want to just have all good days because then you wouldn't even realize that they're good days anymore. And if you felt like your life hit the fan over the years of 2022 to 2024, you're not alone. There was like a collective cosmic gut punch going on and you are not imagining it. If these years cracked you open and handed you your heart on a platter, you are not alone. The cosmos was basically conspiring to strip us down so we could rebuild stronger. It was Pluto moving from Capricorn into Aquarius. It was the eclipses that we had on the Taurus and Scorpio axis, which are all about money and body and death and rebirth. Like, no wonder people were losing jobs, relationships, even parts of themselves. It was like cosmic Marie Kondoing. If it didn't serve your soul, it got ripped away. And that is pretty uncomfortable. It was so much cosmic in the macro that affected the micro, as above, so below. This continuous relationship between what's out there and what's in here, in your home, in your soul, in your body, they're always in relationship to each other. There's this continuous conversation going on. If the moon can pull the tides the way that it does, think about what that does to the water in your body. And think about how all of the planets pull on you in their own way with their own energies. We think about ourselves in this modern world that is very urbanized, that we are individuals. We are not. We have specialists for elbows and wrists, but we don't see the body as a whole. We drive into our garages and close the door before we can talk to our neighbors. We are not individuals. We are part of the whole. We are a drop in the ocean. And we are each other. And when we forget this, when we don't realize that we are connected not only to everything in our bodies, but in our immediate reality and in the entire world as a whole, when we forget this, we lose our humanity. We are a collective. We are a collective people. We are one. We are not one separate being. We are everything all together. We are all experiencing this life together. We are connected to the plants and to the animals and to the wind and to the water and to the earth. We are connected to the fire through our ancestors who kept the fire going for millennia. It never went out. There was a fire tender in every village, in every clan, in every tribe that kept the fire going. We are not separate from that. We have simply forgotten. We have forgotten that we are the medicine. We have forgotten that we are connected, that we need each other, that we need this planet, this mother. We cannot forget the own brilliance of our souls. So when you think back to this time of 2022 to 2024 and remember the heartbreak, the illness, the money chaos, or just the existential what the fuck, whatever it was that you were going through, know this, it was not random. We are all going through a collective initiation. The cosmos was stripping us bare so we could rise new. And that's why we're here now, with a different kind of strength, depth, and wisdom. And this is going to inform your life for the rest of time. It was less of a vibe shift and more of a vibe demolition. And we love a tower card moment over here. The tower card in the tarot means that everything is being torn down. It is like the Godzilla in the city, wrecking everything. Everything's on fire. There's smoke everywhere. There's rubble. Nothing is recognizable, but that is the beauty. That is when the light really begins to shine through and you can begin anew and you can choose what your city looks like. It's not just what you had before. You can always reinvent yourself. You can always come back into remembering that your soul is multifaceted, already infinite, and you have permission. I am the royal permission out, permission hander outer. If you have been in any of my live classes, you know that I love to give permission slips. So permission granted to reinvent your life, to burn that shit down, to walk away, to walk towards, to change. Because if we don't change, then we're staying the same. And that is boring, honey. We do not want to do this. So think about your soul as a disco ball. Think about how different every single mirror is. What different perspective, just that tiny shift in degree around the sphere looks like. It looks at a totally different area of your life. It reflects a different part of your character, of your soul, of your shadow. So spin your disco ball this week. Get that dust off. Shake it off. Do something that you haven't done in a while. Take a different route to work. Buy something different at the grocery store. Listen to some new music. Jump around like a crazy person. Do some EFT tapping. Do something that is different to shake your soul out of this monotony and remind yourself that you are multifaceted, that you are allowed to want 1,000 different things all at the same time. And maybe this is just my Gemini moon talking, but you do not have to choose any one thing. You do not have to be any one person for the rest of time. Gone are the days that we stay in the same job for 50 years for the Rolex, right? You don't have to do that. You can change jobs every year, every 2 years. You can start your own company. You can start a company a day. You can do whatever you want. I have so many things going on right now and they all fulfill my soul and they are so fulfilling because I get to be a different version of myself for everything that I'm creating. I'm a witch, I'm a mystic, I'm an author, I'm writing a new book, I started a media company, I'm hosting podcasts, I'm hosting other people's books, I'm creating an event. I am doing so much that fulfills my soul because what I saw when my dad died was that we don't have anything guaranteed. Nothing is promised to us. Your next breath is not a guarantee. So what are you doing? What do you want to do? What is calling you in the middle of the night that you don't think is practical, that you don't think is logical, that just doesn't make sense right now? It's just a silly desire. I promise you, when you are at the end, however that may look, you are not going to regret having tried and failed, because not having tried at all is going to be so much worse. You're not here to be perfect glass. You're here to be a spinning mess of mirrors, throwing light everywhere. Your soul is a disco ball, baby, and it is time to dance. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can pull more magic into this orbit. Want more? Step through the portal at morgangarza.com/connect. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song and watch the whole universe light up.